USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell has a message for everyone on Capitol Hill.
It's about time we lowered the temperature all across the board. All of us ought to contribute to a better level of discourse.
The Kentucky lawmaker's remarks as Democrats are introducing a resolution on the House floor to condemn President Trump's tweets about four freshman progressive congresswomen. The Senate Armed Services Committee begins a confirmation hearing for Acting Defense Secretary Mark Esper, who hopes to fill the post that has been vacant now for 7 months. Esper was asked about how he'd handle Iran.
I agree. We do not want war with Iraq, with Iran. We are not seeking war with Iran. We need to get back on the diplomatic channel.
Esper last appeared before the panel in 2017 when he was confirmed as the President's Secretary of the Army. This is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor, and in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members, and Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs, and that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people. And if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different. And as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34 Bible. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Federal prosecutors will not file civil rights charges against a New York City cop involved in the chokehold death of a man in 2014. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
The African-American man, Eric Garner, died after telling the cop that he was unable to breathe. It was caught on video that went viral. U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of New York, Richard Donahue, says they were unable to prove what the officer, Daniel Pantaleo's, intent was when he grabbed Garner in that chokehold on a street corner on Staten Island.
Even if we could prove that Officer Pantaleo's hold of Mr. Garner constituted unreasonable force, we would still have to prove, beyond a reasonable doubt, that Officer Pantaleo acted willfully in violation of law.
Previously, Garner's death was ruled a homicide, but a grand jury decided not to charge the officer.
Today marks 50 years since the Apollo 11 launch. It's being celebrated at the Air and Space Museum in Washington, D.C. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Amazon, Apple, Facebook, and Google are testifying before a House Judiciary Antitrust Subcommittee today. Now, although today's hearing will mainly deal with antitrust investigations, there's still a lot of questions surrounding these companies, including Facebook. Margaret O'Meara is a professor of history. She also writes in the tech industry, and I had a chance to chat with her about Facebook and how things really started and when they started really going sideways for Facebook.
People did think Silicon Valley was going to change the world, that there was an app for that. You know, they said technology could be the fix for the things that we saw were wrong. You know, Washington was dysfunctional. Well, let's get some, you know, better technological know-how in there and let's fix these things. E-government, you know, all that kind of stuff. And now the mood is very different. But that optimism that, you know, that's something that really is the spirit behind Facebook, behind Google, behind so many of these companies, this belief that really good technology can affect broad-based social change. And I talked to a lot of people interviewed in the course of this book. And when I talked to people who were there at the beginning of, you know, laying the ground rules for the Internet in the 1990s, when the Internet's first, you know, the dot-com era, it's first commercializing, and they had successfully made the case to lawmakers ranging from Bill Clinton and Al Gore to Newt Gingrich that, hey, we should regulate ourselves. We're a new, young industry. You shouldn't restrict free speech. You shouldn't hold us harmless for what people do on our platform.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.